Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, hope you are enjoying yourselves on this nice Tuesday. Of course, this video is probably going to be going up the next day, so hope you all are enjoying yourselves. Hopefully, there's no other big news that happens before this video goes up. But we're going to go ahead, guys, and kind of talk about what are still the biggest needs for the Indianapolis Colts. We've seen through the first week of free agency, the Colts have signed quite a few people, re-signed a few people, brought in some other guys to help fill in some spots for depth purposes. So it's been a work in progress still. And of course, we still have the draft coming up in just over a month. So there's still a lot to take in. There's still a lot more time for Indianapolis to do something. But we're going to go ahead and kind of talk about it in order here of what is the most important for me specifically, what I think are the most important things going forward. So obviously, first things first, you have to consider the quarterback. Of course, we know that's the number one thing right now. Even with the signing of Gardner Minshew from the Philadelphia Eagles this last season, Gardner Minshew is pretty much going to be a backup unless there's something that happens with the Indianapolis Colts and they don't have a situation where they can put him in a different, and if he has to be a starter for some reason. It's the only thing I could see happening. But other than that, I don't think there's any chance that he's going to actually be a starter for the Indianapolis Colts this next year. It is a great depth piece. It is a great backup quarterback to have because Gardner Minshew has had times where he's been able to take over a game and has been able to win games on the back end of other people, right? So Gardner Minshew has had that ability to win games, and he's a great presence in the locker room. Shane Steichen obviously trusts him. So, bringing that guy in would be fantastic for this team. So that's great. You now have your number two and your number three quarterback in Gardner Minshew and Sam Ehlinger, which is great. Now you have to go and get the big one. That's the number one concern. The second biggest need, and again, this is me specifically, but I feel like this is a given at this point, and it's cornerback. You have not re-signed Brandon Faison, which I think everyone was hoping that would not happen. So you already lost one corner, and then you now have a situation where you traded away Stephon Gilmore. So you are now down two corners. And your best corners right now are Isaiah Rodgers, Kenny Moore, and then it is up in the air on who is the backups right now, who is actually really going to step up right now. And, of course, the Indianapolis Colts cannot go into the draft as well without getting cornerback depth because you got Dallas Flowers and Tony Brown behind you that, again, are serviceable players, but I don't think those are, but you don't aren't getting a true bona fide corner that's going to start from day one when they get there. And that's the problem also is Indianapolis can't just get a random corner and just say, oh, well, we can't start you. You have to get a starter for your team. This is not non-negotiable. You need to find the starter.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And if your second corner spot is weak, you're going to have a serious problem in your secondary, because defenses are going to target whatever corner you got over there. And let's face it, most of the corners on this roster are young. They're young. They're a little less experienced than a lot of other people, and they may lack some abilities. You have to go and find the right one. And with the free agent class, I don't know how I feel about the rest of the free agent class for the Indianapolis Colts to get one. There's a lot of, now I will say this, there is one bona fide true number two corner that the Indianapolis Colts could go and get in free agency that, you know, he would come in right away and wouldn't break the bank. He's younger. He's had a lot of experience still, and he's proven to be a decent commodity in this league, and that's Shaquille Griffin. Okay, so Shaquille Griffin has been in the league now for over 5 years. He's been experienced. He's been a starter from day one. He's over there, and he is a guy that you know would come in and start on this roster right away and would be pretty serviceable. So other than that, you start running into the idea of signing veterans. And there's a couple veterans that could cost you some decent money. Even if the Indianapolis Colts get somebody in free agency, they still have to get somebody in the draft. They have to. There's no alternative. They have to do that. So we'll see how it goes, but the cornerback spot, for the simple fact that you absolutely need a starter right off the bat, because you know that you're going to have a weak spot at that cornerback two spot going forward, including your depth, that's an issue. Number three, it's got to be the offensive line, particularly the interior offensive line, because let's just assume Ryan Kelly is going to be back. That right guard position especially is very, very shallow. The right tackle and left tackle position, again, you have your two starters, which is great, but you still need depth at that. But for the guard spot, again, that's up for interpretation of whether or not you think Will Fries or Danny Pinter or whoever you think can be a true starter at that position. Will Fries is clearly serviceable. He has spent time at that position, and he's had to fill in that role, and he's done a fairly decent job at it. But clearly you can upgrade at that position with adding a free agent. And there are about two or three guys that are guards that you could plug into that spot right now and be an immediate upgrade for the interior of that offensive line, and then still have your depth with Will Fries and Danny Pinter and those guys in there in the middle, and then that's great depth for you. That's what they need to do. Now, I don't know whether or not they're going to do it or not, and there's a bunch of offensive linemen in this draft, particularly interior offensive linemen that in the second or third round will be very serviceable, so that's why I could see the Indianapolis Colts going for that. But there's going to be a few offensive linemen that are probably going to be easier to get than the corners and free agency. So it's very important that the Indianapolis Colts go and get one through that. So quarterback was number one, cornerback was number two, and offensive line, particularly interior offensive line, is most important. Now, for the fourth one, I know a lot of Colts fans will say that wide receiver is a much higher need than what I'm currently listing it as. I think some people would even put it as need number two, which is hilarious to me, because listen, guys, I know we don't have a stud. I know we don't have a stud right now. But the thing is, though, is you do have your top four set in stone for who you want, at least. We know that Michael Pittman can have a rebound year and can be a productive wide receiver. We think Alec Pierce is going to take a jump. Isaiah McKenzie, who they just signed, you know, could be a slot wide receiver that has a lot of speed and can take the top off of defense and get open in space. Ashton Doolin can be a solid wide receiver four if he develops those skills. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that the Indianapolis Colts should abandon the position. I'm not saying that they should. I think that the problem is now is the wide receiver market for free agency is not big. It's not. There's not a lot of big names out there. As a matter of fact, there probably isn't any big names out there now. So it's the problem with the Colts is they don't need a serviceable guy. They need a playmaker. They need that it factor guy. And the problem is you're not going to get one of those for any team unless you're going and trading for one right now. Which I think we've made the argument, you know, talking about Keenan Allen, talking about DeAndre Hopkins. You know, we talked about those sort of situations. There are some more wide receivers that could be serviceable guys, but you just signed Isaiah McKenzie, so you don't need that now. You need to get a bona fide big playmaking guy. And the Indianapolis Colts, I think, would be better served trying to get one of those guys in the draft if they were going to go that route. If they felt that a guy like Josh Downs or Zay Flowers, who may drop into the early second round, you know, was a guy that could really open up their offense, then that's cool. That's cool. I'm all for that. But, and, you know, I'm even for it going early in the second round. If the Colts deem that that player is better at their value at that pick than anyone else, then I'm good for it. I'm not going to bother with it. I'm just saying from a totality standpoint, you have the wide receiver position at least fixed to where it needs to be right now. You may not have the bona fide top 15 wide receiver in the league. You may not have that right now, but it is not needing the biggest upgrade at the moment as the rest of these other positions are. So those were the four positions, guys, that I think are the biggest needs for the Indianapolis Colts in order. Be sure to let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Greatly appreciate it. And as always, guys, go Colts.